Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're learning about opportunities to learn and grow and to consider church work vocations. This summer, we're headed to Fort Wayne. Our guest today, the Reverend Matthew Wheatfeld, Assistant Vice President of Admission and Director of Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Pastor Wheatfeld, welcome back.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be here.
We always enjoy chatting with you. Christ Academy has really become a regular part of Concordia Theological Seminary, the ways that you connect with people who are considering church work to become pastors or deaconesses. Tell us about how Christ Academy has grown and the offerings of Christ Academy today.
Absolutely. So Christ Academy is entering its 25th year of being a program. 1999 is when our program started. As a program for high school age boys, possibly interested in studying at the seminary someday. And so the program has grown and has kind of changed and been molded over time. Again, starting off as a high school girls program, our Phoebe school, what was that, 2012. Then we added a college program and as well as a confirmation retreat. And just this last summer, we started a family institute. Each of these programs has its own unique and distinct flavor and its own purpose. The confirmation retreat, our youngest program, is to bring students onto campus so that they can learn six chief parts of the catechism as a benefit to their congregation, to their confirmation class, to their pastor. The high school program, our Timothy School and our Phoebe School, are geared to give these high school age students a taste of what the seminary has to offer, bringing them on for 2 weeks during the summer. And unfortunately, this year's program is absolutely full. And which I say unfortunate, but fortunately, we have so many young men and women interested in possible service in the church. Our college program happens around Reformation Day weekend every year for college age students across the university system school, as well as those who are not at a Concordia, but who are still interested in going to possibly looking at what the seminary has to offer. And then finally, our Family Institute happens the weekend right before our Christ Academy High School. It's for families who are interested in continuing to grow as a family, to learn what church work possibly could look like for their students or even themselves, and to learn more about what the Christ Academy family really means.
Why is it important to bring all of these different people onto campus for these learning opportunities throughout the year?
So what we've identified is that understanding what church work vocations do at a younger age is crucial. And in doing that, we want to begin to touch with contacts these individuals who are younger and younger and younger. So that's why we started the confirmation retreat, to begin this conversation around possible church work at a younger age. But then to continue those contacts going on college, and to also empower parents in the Family Institute to be able to confidently speak to their young men or women, sons or daughters, about what the Lord may be doing in calling them into future vocations of church work. So being able to have these multiple touch points along the way from a much younger age, things that have been identified through our Christ Academy programs, as well as what Synod is doing in its work with the Set Apart to Serve initiative. Identify these touch points need to happen earlier and multiple times by trusted people in order to help propel these young people forward.
Since there is still some space left in Christ Academy Family Institute, let's zero in on that. It sounds like everything else is full. So let's zero in on Christ Academy Family Institute. Give us a picture of what happens. What does the schedule look like for Christ Academy Family Institute?
Absolutely. As I mentioned before, the Christ Academy Family Institute is geared towards pastors, families, youth-focused church workers who are there and want to be empowered to help lead and guide their youth to possibly consider church work vocations. And so the whole of the program, it revolves around that. We have speakers come in both from our faculty and outside of our faculty to talk about developing families in Christian faith formation, as well as to talk about what the discernment process means to young people. The idea for the Family Institute came from a personal experience that I had with some family members of my own, those that had not had any of in the family, wanting to help their son walk through what the tournament process actually looked like. And as we got kind of the wheels under this thing, that is really the idea that's propelling us forward. How do we empower parents, church work professionals to talk to their youth about possibly becoming church workers themselves? How can we resource them to be able to have those conversations to continue to build on the relationship they have and possibly help these young people see that church work vocations are not just valid options, but are truly noteworthy, worthy vocations of their time and talents. So the schedule, we gather together Thursday evening for conversation and really more of a meet and greet. Then we gather together Friday morning through the afternoon to begin conversations around that, around faith formation, about youth vocational formation, around other pieces regarding the family. In the evening, last year, we went to a baseball game and had a great time at our local Fort Wayne Tin Caps minor league baseball affiliate of the San Diego Padres. And then Saturday, we concluded our time together with just conversation about how we as a church body can continue to raise up these young people and to help them see church work as a great and noteworthy vocation.
What kind of interaction do the participants get with the faculty and the professors on the seminary campus while they're there?
Absolutely. They are incorporated within our seminary community, not just in the worship opportunities, but times as then faculty coming in to lecture and to have conversation with these people as well. It's a little less of a program simply because we just don't have the same time, 2 weeks as opposed to 3 days or 3 days as opposed to 2 weeks, that they just don't have the same ability to interact and interface with our faculty. That's one of the beautiful things about our seminary community here, that our faculty is very interested in anyone that comes onto campus, but especially for our families who are trying to aid and help their young people through this church work vocational discernment process. They've gone through this process. That is, our faculty have gone through this process for themselves. They've oftentimes walked through this process with their own families and family members as they've considered possible service in the church. And they want to lend their expertise and their experiences to our families, the participants of this program, so that they too can see how I fit into the piece. How do I do this? They help with that by talking through their conversations that they're having with our seminarians day in, day out, with our other prospective students have whenever they have a chance to interact with them, as well as our faculty isn't just here to serve our institution, our students, but our faculty travels throughout the country, throughout our church body, and throughout the world. And so the conversations that they're having are really, truly broad and wide and diverse, so that they can bring all of those experiences back and really relay them to our families here for the Family Institute.
Can you share with us some of the responses you received from last year's participants, what they had to say about participating in Christ Academy Family Institute?
Absolutely. Out of the participants that we had, probably half of them were pastors, brought their families to the Family Institute, and as well as then some other lay people who were interested in learning more about this. The response we received last year as a first time for the program was truly overwhelming. How truly beneficial this program was, the concept, but also the execution and the conversations that were around all of the different topics that we had. Last year's topics included family, devotional life, how to deal with family members and lead help with mental illnesses, depression, and the like, to how to have conversations with our young people about church work vocation. Pastor Bonick from the Synod office came and spoke on the efforts of Set Apart to Serve as well. And so all of those pieces really came together to help craft a beautiful program, something that we'll continue to do this year as well. And the response was overwhelming, including our own district president, President Rick Stuckwich from the Indiana district. He and his family were able to participate and wrote just a truly magnificent circulate regarding the Family Institute and his experience with the Family Institute, just how beneficial that was, not just for himself, as a father, but also as a pastor and as a district official as well.
So what do families need to know this year to attend? Registration, lodging, food, of course, all of those details for people to know to attend.
Dates.
But dates too. Yeah, I guess this would be important.
Absolutely. Yeah. The dates are the most important, I think. But so families interested in coming to the Family Institute need to register on our website, w.edu. The fast way to get to it is /Family Institute. So ctsfw.edu/Family Institute. You'll be able to find us very quickly there. The dates are June 13th through June 16th of this year. So it's coming up fairly quickly. Registration is $150 for your entire family. That covers the program and then food on our campus, lunches and dinners that are provided on our campus, as well as the program. People have to find their own lodging off campus. We have recommendations on our website for hotels. You're welcome to get an Airbnb. There are a couple of different housing options on that website as well. But then just be excited to experience this wonderful opportunity. Again, more information is on our website at ctsfw.edu, either under Christ Academy Institute, and you can also give the admissions office a call to get more information, which is 1-800-481-2155.
Very good. Our guest today, the Reverend Matthew Wheatfeld, Assistant Vice President of Admission and Director of Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thanks so much for being our guest today, Pastor Wheatfeld.
My thanks to you, Andy and Sarah. It's been a joy speaking with you about the Family Institute today.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.